my story, the baby eagle didn't believe he could fly. He just walked on the ground his whole life.
That is so sad. See, as an eagle, he could have been soaring high in the sky. Are you feeling weighed down by sin? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. If you're feeling weighed down by sin, it's because oftentimes we do the opposite of what God wants us to do, and the feeling of guilt is like an anchor on your soul. But there is good news. You can be free of that guilt and sin through Jesus Christ. Here's Romans chapter 8, verse 2. It says, "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Our story today is called The Chicken and the Eagle. "Are you enjoying your book?" asked Mom as Bailey curled up on the couch with a book of folktales. "Yeah," said Bailey. "I just finished a story about a baby eagle who thought he was a little chick." "Why did he think that?" asked her little brother Luke. "Well, when he was still inside an egg, the egg was stolen and taken to the hen house," Bailey explained. "The hen didn't know it wasn't one of hers, and she sat on it with the rest of her eggs. After the eggs hatched, she brought him up like one of her chicks." "Someone should have told him he was an eagle," said Luke. "Someone did tell him," said Bailey. "The wise old owl who lived near the farm told him he was an eaglet and that he could fly high in the sky like the great eagle. But he didn't believe it. He just kept on living like a chicken almost until the day he died." "That was dumb of him," said Luke. "He could have soared the skies, and all he did was scratch the dirt."
"We do that too sometimes," remarked Mom.
"We scratch in the dirt?" asked Bailey.
"I don't do that."
"Me neither," Luke shook his head.
"Not literally," said Mom. "But like that eagle, we often fail to realize our full potential. The Bible says we were all once slaves to sin. Then Jesus came to save us and set us free from the power of sin."
"And that means we don't have to keep on sinning?" asked Bailey.
Mom nodded. "Because we trust in Jesus, God has given us the power to say no to sin. But like that little eagle who lived the life of a chicken, we often choose to live as though we can't help but do wrong things. That's more foolish than he was, don't you think?"
Bailey and Luke nodded.
"We've been set free and don't need to be ruled by sin any longer," said Mom. "When we realize that something we're doing is wrong, we can stop immediately and confess our sin to Jesus, who always forgives us. We don't have to stay stuck in sinful habits. Jesus has freed us from sin, so we can soar with him."
So how about you? Did you know that if you trust Jesus as your Savior, you have the power to say no to sin? You don't have to give in to it because Jesus has freed you from sin and it doesn't control you anymore. When you're tempted to do something that's wrong, remember that you can say no and trust God to help you do what's right instead. Thank Him for freeing you from sin and for making His power available to you. Our key verse is Romans chapter 8, verse 2.
"The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death."
And our key thought for today, God gives power to say no to sin. I loved climbing the tree in my family's backyard with a book and getting some time just to myself to read. I have a lot of great memories in that oak tree. And this year, you can create your own great memories with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Just find your favorite spot in your house and read the Keys for Kids story and Bible verses every day, and you could win the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Learn about all the prizes by going to wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.